Thank you and good morning. Thanksgiving morning, Delmar County search and rescue teams continued the search for a couple who was stranded near the Devil's Punch Bowl, a remote area in the mountains just 20 miles east of Crescent City. The sheriff's office received a call from the couple on Tuesday after they realized they were being snowed in, and according to the Delmar Daily Triplicate, Oregon law enforcement from Josephine County have been assisting in the search. Tuesday, law enforcement were unable to reach the area, and an attempted helicopter rescue on Wednesday was called off due to the winter conditions. A Eureka man faces felony drug charges after the Ohio State Highway Patrol conducted a traffic stop on his vehicle and found gift-wrapped marijuana. 31-year-old Daniel Yates was driving a rented car, and according to law enforcement, criminal indicators prompted a stop of the vehicle. A drug-sniffing dog was brought to the scene, and a search of the vehicle turned up 10 gift-wrapped boxes containing more than 70 pounds of marijuana, 360 THC pills, as well as a pound of hash wax oil. Yates was arrested and booked into Wood County Jail for trafficking, and if convicted, he could face up to 16 years in prison. On Wednesday, Rodney Ortiz and his son Vincent Ortiz pleaded guilty in federal court for the drug-related shooting death of a man in Hoopa in March of 2015. The incident began with Rodney and Vincent selling what was supposed to be a pound of marijuana to 73-year-old Daniel Colgrove, and Colgrove noticed that the amount was less than what he was told. The three went to Colgrove's residence to resolve the issue, and during a verbal argument, Rodney Ortiz shot Colgrove and two other men inside of the residence. The other victims would survive their gunshot wounds, however, Colgrove died at the hospital. Rodney and Vincent are scheduled to appear for sentencing in May, and they both face consecutive life sentences. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, along with the Coast Guard and multiple search teams, coordinated the rescue of a 14-year-old girl who was lost in the woods on Tuesday. The victim called for help as she was lost in the Ridgewood area, and emergency personnel used the girl's cell phone to pinpoint a location. Deputies responded to the area, however, they were only able to establish voice contact with the victim, and one of the volunteer teams was sent and they were able to locate the girl, but they ended up being stuck in the woods as well. A Coast Guard helicopter responded to the scene shortly after, and they were able to airlift everyone to safety. The girl was taken to the hospital before being released to her family. A reminder for motorists traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday period, you are urged to drive with caution, as law enforcement will be out in increased enforcement statewide. The holiday period is a time where heavy traffic is prominent, and you are urged to make sure to drive safely and to plan ahead if you consume alcohol. Statewide last year, more than 1,000 arrests were made for driving under the influence. There are road closures in effect for motorists driving in the county. Cannibal Island Road and Coffee Creek have been closed due to flooding, and for those operating a two-wheel drive vehicle, you are expected to bring chains to Titlow Hill Road due to the 6 inches of new snowfall. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The public information officer for the California Highway Patrol, Cy May, was on Thanksgiving morning's talk shop, and while the topic was about road safety, he talked about road safety as it relates to CHP officers. May is a firm believer in continuing to learn no matter what career field you pursue, and he talked about his time at an academy he recently attended to learn about the nuances of driving the new CHP Ford SUV vehicles.
I went down to the academy and did three long, fun days of driving in our new vehicles and with different dynamics, learning how the ABS works and stability control, how it affects the car. And so now I can come back here at the local office and impart that same knowledge that I gained and help some of these guys and teach them along the way and make sure everybody's driving safe and staying on the road.
Highway Patrol officers drive a lot of miles, and May went on to say that officers get excellent training at the academy, which has all the tools and equipment to help officers learn how to be safer drivers.
I mean, we've got a full-fledged racetrack out there. We've got a city grid with different streets, all sorts of great tools and opportunities to teach. And every year we are required at a local level to continue to practice our driving skills and driving dynamics so that we're safe out there. We cover many, many miles every year, and it's dangerous. And we don't want to be a danger out on the highway.
You can listen to Sime talk roads and academy training on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com.